Well, we like that track a lot. It's called Better View. It's by Chloe Rogers. I just love the sound. And I'm not just saying that because she's on the line, but she's on the line. Chloe, a very good morning to you.
Hi, thank you. Good morning to you as well.
So that is a really unusual sound. The jazz quartet and all that. How did it come about? How did you decide to do it that way?
Well, I wrote the song a few years ago and it was just me and my acoustic guitar for ages. But the session musicians that I play with, it's always been a drummer and a double bassist that I play with most often. And we just jammed the song and it's got jazzy vibes anyway. We tried a few different versions of it, but my favourite was always the one with the walking bass in the chorus. And then we just expanded it from there. It was really great to hear it with more instruments on it after so long of it just being me and my guitar. It really brought it to life, I think.
So now are you going to go through your back catalogue and sort of try a jazz angle on a few others?
I don't know, maybe. I've got a few other songs I've written that are a little bit jazzy that I'd like to do that to. But I like my electronic roots as well. I'd like to just release as many different styles of music as I can, really. For me, it wasn't really a change of direction. It was just showing people something, and like a different side of me that has always been there as well.
Oh, it's interesting as well, because when people, you know, if they think, oh, right, here comes another single from Chloe Rogers, they're going to listen a bit more carefully next time, because you never know quite what you're going to get. So it started for you just as you say, singer-songwriter with a guitar. How long have you been doing this now?
So I've been gigging for maybe like 5 years, like me on my own. But singing and writing, I've literally been doing that as long as I can remember. I've got songbooks of silly little songs I wrote from like as young as like 4 when I was in reception, and I was in primary school. I was in a band called the Giggly Girls that I used to write all the songs for, which is quite funny. And we used to sing to the class and everything.
It's amazing. I mean, you've got we were talking on Zoom, and you've got guitars up on the wall. Do you come from a musical family or?
Not massively. My mum's good at singing, but she never like did shows or anything like that. My papa was amazing at singing. He was great, but again, like we never got any videos of him, or he never performed or anything. My dad loves DJing. But other than that, no, I think I started loving it because my papa, he always used to make up stories for me and write songs that went with them, so we'd always be singing together.
Oh, how amazing. Oh, Ota. So yeah. So when you say you've got all these whole collections of songs, there's a sort of special EP there that's ready to be created and dedicated to him by the sound of it.
Well, yeah, actually the next single that I'm releasing in September, called Back to the Key, is actually about him, because I lost him a few years ago. So I wrote a little tribute to old Papa.
Oh, bless. How wonderful. How wonderful. Now, listen, you're on this busking tour of the UK. You don't look to me like you're in a hotel room. You look very much ensconced at home. What's happened?
So a couple of weeks ago, the van, I was on my way back from busking in Leeds, and it just started filling up with smoke. We pulled over and got out, and there was coolant everywhere. Oh my God, over a few days, like the fabric on the pillows just like corroded away. And it made us really itchy as well.
Oh my
but,
goodness.
Yeah, the head gasket went, and that's that. Like it's been in the garage ever since, and they're trying to get it fixed, but it doesn't look like it's gonna be anytime soon.
Oh, because you were due you were due in Cambridge on Friday today, and then now it's knocked on to Sunday, but we're looking like it's not going to be then either.
No, I think it's going to be moved again, unfortunately.
Well, that's
I really
okay.
hope that it's still going to happen, but I'll keep everyone up to date about where I am and when through my social media and everything.
And what was the idea behind this busking tour? Was it just basically you just wanted to get out and play some gigs in different places, or?
Yeah, so it's been difficult to find gigs over the summer because every venue's got a backlog from last year of gigs that have been rescheduled, and a lot of the gigs that I had booked got cancelled. So we thought, do you know what would be good? Let's just go and force my music onto people by setting up and playing in the streets. No, it's not that. I just thought it would be nice to get around, and then it might help prepare for next year a bit if I want to gig properly in different cities, because then if there's a few people in those towns that have heard my music, then they might want to come along.
Oh, I think your music's ideal for Cambridge. Have you played Cambridge before?
I've never actually been.
Have you not? Oh, you're in for a treat. All right, well, we'll just have to wait and see when the van gets fixed. But you're saying, yeah, it is quite an old van, you're saying?
Yeah, it's from 1988. It's a T3.
Oh, all right.
It belongs to the label. I'm really dreading giving it back because I've loved having it.
Bless. All right. Well, listen, in the absence of that then, so you've got a new single coming out in September. Any plans beyond that? I know it's difficult for all musicians getting back, but any plans beyond that?
So there's a couple other singles lined up after that as well, and they've all got music videos that will be coming out. And then I'm going to do some more recording in September, which will be nice because me and my producer haven't actually been in the same room in ages. So it's been really difficult to communicate with getting the last few tracks mixed. And I think we've got a couple of gigs in the pipeline as well that will hopefully be going ahead if all goes to plan. But yeah, other than that, we just want to work on the backlog of songs that I've got building up and get some more stuff recorded.
So you're one of these ones, you're one of the good musicians, because so many musicians we've been saying this throughout lockdown, they're going, well, I would write the songs if I just had the time. And then suddenly you get given 18 months and they go, yes, well, I did paint the kitchen. But you've written songs, have you?
I have written songs. I've not written nearly enough, because in the first lockdown, I was ill with, well, I feel like it might have been COVID actually, but I did do a test and it was negative, but it was like a chest infection and no energy for literally about 5 months.
Ooh.
And I could barely talk. So for about 5 months, I did nothing at all. Like, I didn't do any singing or writing. But as soon as my voice was back, I started trying to do it again. So, yeah, I have been writing ever since.
Oh, fantastic. Listen, if people want to find out more, in the absence of you being in Cambridge this weekend, if people want to find out more, YouTube channel or website, what's the best way to get more of your stuff?
Yeah, so all my music's on Spotify and YouTube for the videos and everything. But to find out where I'll be and whether the tour ends up back going ahead, it would be best to check my Instagram, which is chloe.rogers.music, because that's the main platform that I use, like in real time, like to keep everyone up to date with what I'm doing. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, lovely. Well, listen, I used to do a bit of my own mechanics when I was a teenager, but I serviced my car once and 2 days later it caught fire on a motorway. So I'm not going to offer to pop over and do your van for you, but good luck with it. And do get to Cambridge at some point, because it would be lovely to see you. And I'm sure if you can't busk, I'm sure we can probably find you somewhere to gig. But for now, Chloe, thanks.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah, well, we'll organise. It we'll stay in touch and we'll see what we can do, and for now just stay safe, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.